Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email, if you're shy, to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. You can see where we'll be in the coming months as we take the show on the road. You can buy stuff at our NPR shop. It's a great place to go, internet-wise. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Patty from Seattle.
Hey, Patty, how are you?
Good.
Well, now, what do you do there in beautiful Seattle?
Well, I teach fourth grade, and right now I'm home with my two-month-old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So that must be a little tiring, then.
It is, and I've heard a lot of the BBC at 2, 3, 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, welcome to our show. Patty, you are going to play our Listener Limerick Challenge. Corva Coleman, sitting in for Carl, is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, here is your first limerick.
Come on, girl, put on some fresh makeup. It's not like some corporate shakeup. Don't trust songs you hear, for science brings cheer. Things ain't so bad after a
breakup.
Right. Very good. A new study has exposed Neil Sedaka as the lying bastard that he is. It turns out breaking up, not hard to do. After all, psychology professor Eli Finkel studied college couples in Chicago to see if they were really as devastated by their breakups as they had predicted they would be. It turns out that most of them dramatically overestimated how upset they'd be when asked about the person who they had previously described as their soulmate, their other half, the person who was their one chance at earthly happiness. The most common response was, in effect, who? Finkel is hard at work on his next study, proving that, no, you cannot hear laughter in the rain.
Get your head off my shoulder right now. Who are you?
Here is your next limerick.
My iPod resides underneath, in my coat and a protective sheath. But the knobs I can't claw, so I'm using my jaw. I change songs just by clenching my
teeth.
Right! So I'm sure we're all tired of wasting energy pressing the buttons on our iPods. Well, thanks to Japanese researchers, that will soon be a thing of the past. A research team at Osaka University has developed headgear with infrared sensors and a microcomputer to let iPod users control their devices by simply clenching their teeth for 1 second. For instance, you grind your teeth in the right, and your iPod plays, clench your teeth in the left, you skip to the next track, it's great, big time saver, but do not try to listen to music when you're eating because the thing will explode. Very good, here is your last limerick.
5,000 years staleness, oh yum. Still, it's better than sucking a thumb. Stuck under the table, I'll chew what I'm able. This birch bark tar is ancient.
Chicken loaf. No, sorry, it's not that.
No.
Can I hear that one again?
You may.
5,000 years staleness, oh yum. Still, it's better than sucking a thumb. Stuck under the table, I'll chew what I'm able. This birch bark tar is ancient
gum.
Right. Very good. Be careful, please, where you spit that wad of juicy fruit, because one day it could be a major archaeological find. Sarah Picken is a British student on a dig in western Finland. She made news this week with her discovery of a 5,000-year-old piece of chewing gum. Pickens' tutor was thrilled by the birch bark tar gum that some prehistoric person had horked into the bushes, saying, quote, it's particularly significant because well-defined tooth imprints are found in the gum. Early reports that Pickens had found the gum under a 5,000-year-old desk were proven to be false.
However, they did find an ancient trading card featuring Og, that year's most valuable hunter.
Corva, how did Patty do in our quiz?
Patty got all three right, so Carl Castle will record the greeting on her home answering machine.
Well done, Patty. Congratulations.
Thank you.
tobacco chewing's fine when it's once in a while. It stops you from smoking and brightens your smile. But it's repulsive, revolting, and wrong. Chewing and chewing all day long. The way that a cow does.